What's going on, guys? Today we're going to be talking about the 2020 NFL draft, the first round. Jake's not here. He is at a friend's house, and we have a honorary co-host, Sean O'Donnell. Say hi to the
What's up, y'all? How's it going?
All right. Episode 3. First two episodes have gone pretty well. We've gotten over 140 views now from our first two episodes, which is pretty cool. I didn't think we would get that many at all when we first started this, but we have so far. The 2020 NFL Draft. How did it go, Sean? How did the first round go?
I think it went pretty according to plan. Like, when you look at the mock drafts, not many people slipped, or like, they're pretty accurate, so I think it wasn't as exciting as people thought it was going to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Joe Burrow is obviously going to go first overall.
Yeah, I don't think anyone.
And it was going to follow up with the first three guys, no matter what. It was going to be Burrow, Young, Okuda, and I think that all three guys could all do something great in the NFL. I do believe that. But after that, it was really just kind of a mix up. You know, the mock draft had a lot of guys. I
thought
he was gonna go top six, but you know, he did but a lot of mock drafts just had that mix up from like anywhere from 4 to like 15 guys just going anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is, it's cool though, it's cool to see that, you know, you don't like to see a draft where guys are just going where they're supposed to, because nobody really wants to see that unless you're a fan of that team. But we'll start off with who is the biggest steal in the first round to you, Sean?
I think it was obviously, what's his name? CD on the Cowboys.
Okay.
He fell to 17. How do you let that man, the best wide receiver in the freaking draft, fall to 17 to the Cowboys? You know, it sucks. The Eagles are right behind him, too, so they're pissed that they couldn't get him.
Right. I think that the biggest steal in the draft, not in the draft, but in the first round, because rounds are still going, was Isaiah Simmons. The dude was projected to go anywhere between 4 and 8. I thought he was going to go higher because he can play any position. He's just a straight athlete. He played corner, linebacker, played on the line a couple times. He played safety all throughout college with Clemson, and he's an absolute freak. He's like 6'3", 280, and can outrun anybody. He almost beat his own running back in a 40-yard dash race. I think he's going to have an amazing career. He got drafted 8th overall to the Cardinals. I think he's going to have a great career. The Cardinals seem to be getting a little bit better.
They're looking good now.
Yeah, I think that Kyler Murray was a good pick for that organization. I really do. People are going to say because of his height, but he did have a good rookie season. I mean, there's obviously other guys who are better, but he had a good rookie year with all that he could really do, because the Cardinals aren't that good, but they get a lot of draft picks in the future around him. They could be a really good team. Sean, you already said your steal. Okay. Now, who do you think, as a team, won the first round? So who had the best overall pick or picks, because some teams had multiple picks?
I think, you know, this is a pretty common answer, but I think the Bengals easily won the draft, even though they had the first pick and Burrow. Everyone knew Burrow was going to go there.
Okay.
I still see Burrow as underrated in my eyes. I think he is so unbelievably talented. I think he'll come in the league and already be better than guys like Kyler Murray and already be in that top 10 quarterbacks list as a rookie. I think he's going to come in and blow people out of blow people's minds. You know what I mean?
I think that he's a great quarterback because of what he proved in college. But I also think that
7 touchdowns in one half. That's unbelievable.
It is. But I also think that there's a couple other guys on other teams in college this year that if they were given the same offensive line and the same weapons offensively, that they could have done the same thing. Like Trevor Lawrence. I literally think Herbert could have done the same thing.
Oh my God.
Even Tua, to be honest.
Oh my God.
Even Tua.
Blasphemy.
And I didn't tell you guys who I think won the first round. In my opinion, I think it's the Chargers. They got Herbert.
Blasphemy.
They got Herbert in the first round, and they had a great pick in towards the end of the first round, and I forgot his name, but I think he plays on the line, or he's a linebacker, but he's really good defensively. He's from Oklahoma. He's really, really good. They got him with, like, 22nd overall pick, and he's going to be an amazing defender throughout his career. He was a kind of a steal. He fell a little deep, and I think Herbert's going to fit great in that organization. I think he'll be better than Phillip Rivers ever was. He has size. He has the length. He is super athletic. He can run, and he can sling the ball. I think he's going to be really good. Sean, who was your favorite pick in the first round? Your favorite. Doesn't have to be the best.
Well, I'm a little biased, but that number four pick.
I think he's really good.
I forgot his name again. Damn it.
He's from Georgia. He's a lineman, but
he's a big dude.
He bodies people.
Hold on, let me take a look.
I know exactly who you're talking about. He's real good.
Oh, my God.
Did you find him, or? Oh, by the way, guys, that Chargers pick was a 23rd pick. Kenneth Murray, that is his name. Kenneth Murray, linebacker out of Oklahoma. The Chargers gave up a bunch to get him, and I think he's going to have a really good career. Did you find this guy's name, Sean? Because I will do that right now. It's Andrew Thomas.
Andrew Thomas.
Offensive tackle. He's really good. But, again, Giants have, in the past, picked offensive tackles that were supposed to be very good and have not gotten anywhere with them. Sorry, Giants. Sorry, Giants fans. It's been a slow ride for you guys. Yeah. Sean, you're a Giants fan.
Yeah, it's rough.
So that's
not as bad as being a Cowboys fan, though.
Yeah, you're right. Is that your favorite pick? That's your favorite pick in the draft?
Nah, I was just joking. That pick was low-key ass.
You think he's bad? I think he's good.
No, he's good. We need a line, too. But
I think he's going to be really
good. I just hate seeing non-skilled players, I guess you can say. I hate see them go top five.
I mean, you needed him, though. You need something to build around.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah. To help Saquon out, too.
So who is your favorite pick?
My favorite pick? I'd have to go... Favorite pick? I'd say Tua.
Tua's your favorite pick?
Yeah, I like him going to Miami.
Okay.
See him get his own team. See, he'll will he be the starter? What's his name from?
I think
Arizona's there, right?
Nah, I think he'll start. Tua's gonna start. You don't take a guy that high up to not start. He's gonna start. Tua's gonna start. My favorite pick in the draft. To be honest, I don't really have a necessary favorite pick. I really like Chase Young. I really like Justin Herbert. I really like Isaiah Simmons. And Jeff Okuda is also really good, but he's going to the Lions. But he's really, really good. But I like all those guys. And and my favorite out of all of them, I guess I'll say Chase Young. He's my favorite because I think he's just going to be an absolute animal in the NFL. Now, I kind of already know this because you already said it, but will Burrow have a great career in the NFL?
Great. That is not a good example, good word to use for his career.
What do you think he's going to be? Amazing?
I think he'll be, fantubular. Super fantubular.
Right, sure. I don't think he's going to have a great career. I think that he could have a good career. I think that he can have a great career, but I don't think that he's going to have the best career. I don't think he's going to be an amazing quarterback like everybody thinks. I think that the Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning comparisons need to be shot down because, I mean, yes, he did have one of the greatest college seasons ever, but he had...
The greatest college season
ever. He had an unbelievable amount of weapons at LSU, and he had so much time to throw. It was insane, and I really think if you gave other guys a chance there that they would have done the same thing because that team was destined for greatness last year regardless of who of who the quarterback was. I really think that the offense was just that good. Their running backs were good too. But all right, who is the best player in the draft? Is it Burrow still for you?
Player Burrow.
Okay.
Got it, Burrow.
I think the best player in the draft is Chase Young, and I don't think it's even close. I think as long as he stays healthy in the NFL, when he stayed healthy in college too, I'm pretty sure, but I think if he stays healthy in the NFL, that he will be a really, really good player, like amazing. Like, he can have a Hall of Fame career. He has build, he has speed, strength. It's insane. His edge rushing is ridiculous. I mean, my brother compared him to J.J. Watt. I wouldn't go that far. I'd say that he right now plays like Jadeveon Clowney. Jadeveon Clowney's a Pro Bowler. He's magnificent.
He's disgusting.
He's nasty, but like, I can really can compare him to that.
Russ wants him back.
I really can. But, I mean, the draft so far has been really good. My favorite team, the Patriots, have 16 picks in total in the draft, which is it's ridiculous. I mean, we gave up a first rounder. I thought that we could have sniped Jordan Love with the 23rd pick, but Bill Belichick was being Bill Belichick and going for the late round picks. And that's okay because we basically have lived off of late round picks our whole franchise career. Yeah. And it's, in my eyes, it's been pretty good. In Bill Belichick's eyes, it's been pretty good. And Robert Kraft's eyes has also been pretty good.
He doesn't care where they are. Right. He just wants the picks.
I really think that the Patriots got some dude that played D2 this year with our second round pick. He had like the second highest vert in the combine. He looks promising. He looks really, really good. He looks like he can get a lot of time rookie season. He looks like he has a great frame to become a great pro. Obviously, people are going to disagree with it. Like, bro, who's, like, people are going to say, like, why did we just draft somebody D2 out of Division II? But, like, he is really good. It doesn't matter where you play as long as you have the build and the skills and the tools to do something. And in the big leagues, you really
Coachability,
yeah, absolutely. Now, what's something that surprised you? Like, I'll let them know. Something that surprised me in the draft is that I thought a receiver was going to get taken top 10, and they didn't. I thought Jerry Jeudy was a promising receiver in college. CeeDee Lamb, promising. Ruggs, all good receivers, and I thought that some teams could have used them higher up in the draft. I also thought what was crazy was only one running back was taken in the first round. And it was the last pick in the first
round.
That
is what I was just about to say.
And you can weigh in on this in a second, but the one team to take a running back is a team that kind of needed a guy that could get a bunch of snaps was the Chiefs. They did just win the Super Bowl, but they didn't have an amazing running back. And they picked a dude out of LSU who was a filthy back. And he got a lot of touches, even though Joe Burrow was there last year and they had a filthy offense. But he got a lot of touches, and he was just an insane power back, like ran through dudes. He looks like he's built for the NFL. And he's big, strong dude, and he's fast, he's quick, and that's somebody that the Chargers need. They need somebody who could get pushed by the line, somebody that can run through guys and get those one-yard touchdowns on fourth and one or those fourth and one conversions that they need. But I mean, that's a good pick. You're obviously more running backs are being taken as we speak or within the next couple of days. So you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah.
With the running back thing?
What you just said about how there's only what, like one back drafted in the first round? Yeah.
One back, yep.
One running back
from LSU, drafted. I'm pretty sure.
There were like two or three quarterbacks. Like, I don't – it was surprising how – like, the amount of, quote-unquote, like, non-skilled players, like, you think the skilled players, you look at quarterback right. And receiver and running back, those are what you look at. Like, in Madden, like, that's what you call skilled
right, players. Right.
But, yeah, usually every year there's always a crazy amount of quarterbacks or, like, receivers or running backs drafted in the first round. Like, but this year, like, only really two quarterbacks were drafted and one running back is... And CeeDee, like I said, CeeDee Lamb falling all the way to 17. Like, it seemed like the organizations wanted to focus on
right Yeah, I feel you. You know, if I could, you know, or if you could take three players in this draft and look at them and think which three players are going to have the best career and are going to make the NFL, or not NFL, sorry, I'm a moron, I meant the Hall of Fame. Which three players do you think are gonna like that could be in the Hall of Fame from this draft? From the first, just the first round. Who? What three players do you think?
I think obviously Burrow already said that. So, okay. Yeah, Burrow. I'd say I don't know. This to be honest, this draft hasn't been as hyped up as one's been years past. Am I right?
Maybe because they were home.
Yeah, that's funny.
Bro, the Chargers fans didn't even fill the screen behind Goodell.
They didn't have enough.
And David Gettleman was wearing a mask in his own home.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'm dead. He kept putting it on and taking it off. Like, bro, what are you doing, bro? Like, he's trying to look good for the camera with his mask on.
Like, trying to smile.
He was like, oh, the camera's on me. I need to put my mask on real quick. He's like, oh no, it's off. I can take it off. But the camera catches everything, David. And it also catches that your team's trash. You have a good coach now, though.
What were we back at? What were we talking about?
We were talking about...
Oh, yeah, the Hall of Fame curse.
Yeah.
So, Burrow, like I said, I guess you can say there's only real obvious ones are Burrow, Young, and...
Okuda,
yeah.
I mean, I think all three of those guys are... could have promising careers,
but those are just like the obvious ones. Like,
I think that they're so skilled, or I think that they're skilled enough to have great careers with good teams. You know, Detroit. I mean, Okuda's in there as a cornerback, and he played safety. He can play wherever they need him, as in cornerback or safety. But Detroit's not that great of a team, but Okuda can make that defense just a little bit better. And I think they have a good cornerback already. But I think that he's going to start...
The Lions?
Yeah, I think...
They have Slay.
Yeah, right, they have Slay. Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And those two at cornerback are going to lock down most receivers in the NFL, and that can make their defense great. They need to get an offensive threat to make that team better. And they never have had the best offensive line, and they've never had the best receivers. Actually, they have a couple decent receivers now. It's all in how much time are they going to give Stafford to throw. I always thought Stafford was a good quarterback in the NFL, and he's brought them to the playoffs a couple times, right? Lions. Yeah. The only thing is their line has never been that good.
He's never won a playoff.
And yeah, and Stafford has never been able to lead them past one playoff game, I'm pretty sure. But he's always competed. He's been a great quarterback for them, at least. But in order for them to build around, or they need to build around Okuda for them to become a good franchise. That's what I think. But Chase Young going to the Redskins, he's going there with Ron Rivera as a head coach, defensive minded head coach, and he's gonna start every game there. And if they rebuild around him correctly, that team could be good in the future. And Burrow, of course, they really need to rebuild around him in order to make that team good, because the Bengals are garbage.
They are so garbage.
But those three guys, I think, could definitely have a chance of making the Hall of Fame. I think Chase Young has the most promising future. That's just me. I think he's going to be amazing. I also think Okuda can be a Hall of Fame cornerback. And I think that Isaiah Simmons or Herbert can be Hall of Fame players as well. Simmons is just a freak, and Herbert's going to be one of, if not the best quarterback in the draft. But, yeah, you know, that's my take on the Hall of Fame players. You have anything to say about that, Sean, or no?
No, I just don't like your attitude with Herbert.
Herbert's going to be great.
Not going to be close.
He has a good fit in with Los Angeles, a great fit there. What do you think about... the Raiders going to Los Angeles, or not Los Angeles, Las Vegas now, with that like all black sick arena.
That
or their dome.
Yeah, it's freaking Superdome thing.
It looks scary, kind
of. They finally got out of the freaking Oakland Coliseum. Like,
yeah, nobody wants to watch games there. Nobody wants to look watch a game with dirt, bro.
Yeah,
sorry.
Dirt. Like, it's garbage. Dirt for baseball, that's it.
Thanks. All right. Now we've covered most of the NFL draft. You know, and I'll actually bring up another thing, and I'll ask Sean this question. Who do you think will win the rest of the draft? As in second to seventh or sixth or whatever round.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna say the Patriots because they have the most picks.
They're the smartest organization. Like
a team that I think that has a chance, that could also be really good in late rounds of this draft. I think the Chiefs. They have a really good front office. They're coming off of a Super Bowl victory, so I really think that if they do the right things, they can be really good. And I think that Andy Reid and their front office will make good calls and get good picks. I mean, they've always gotten good players like that you haven't heard about. Like some guys last year, they're on their team that were like their kick returner and their punt returner, like whoever that dude was, I don't even know his name, never heard about him. Nasty. And I'm pretty sure he was a receiver too, like catching passes from Patrick Mahomes during the season. But like, I mean, I think that they're going to be really good next year as well. But Sean,
they went back to back.
Yeah. All right. So we've covered most of the 2020 NFL draft material so far. Let's get into our chomp and chug portion of the episode. Today's beverage. Is this time it is not diet, it is regular Mountain Dew. Regular Mountain Dew. It is not diet, it is regular. Diet was absolutely awful.
You tried diet Mountain Dew? It was the last podcast?
Because that's Jake picked up the wrong Mountain Dew in Target when we went shopping with our masks on and our gloves on because we socially distanced like that. But he just like
we're snatched. We're socially distancing right now.
We really are. We're like
close to each other.
We're like 6 feet away.
Yeah, we're like six, maybe even 7 feet away.
Yeah. But yeah, Jake's a moron for that. Sorry, Jake. He picked up the wrong Mountain Dew. He just thought it was Mountain Dew, like regular Mountain Dew. It was diet Mountain Dew. Like who in the right mind would ever want to drink that? And he didn't even want to drink it because he picked it up by accident. Anyways, we have regular Mountain Dew and. For our beverage
OG.
And for our chug and for our chomp, we have the, that's going to be really loud next to you guys, the Fudge Stripe Cookies. I don't know the exact brand, what the brand name is for the Fudge Stripes. Can you see it? Pull over the cover.
Keebler.
Keebler, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're Keebler. Yeah, right. Keebler. So we have Keebler Fudge Stripe Cookies and Mountain Dew. We are going to eat first and then drink our beverage.
One bite, everybody knows the rules.
Facts. Shout out Dave Portnoy.
Dave Portnoy's a goat.
Dude was a goat. I was watching his videos today.
That's such a nice, like, I look forward to seeing him eat pizza. Like, I've never thought I'd ever say that.
If I could eat pizza with one person in the world,
it would be him.
It wouldn't be close. And I would give the best score he's ever seen.
You see his frozen pizza reviews?
Mm-hmm.
They're better than the regular pizza reviews.
Really are. He did a regular one today, I think. He ordered pizza, and they brought it to his house.
I haven't seen it yet. Didn't they almost go to your girlfriend's place, work?
Supposedly, we were supposed to go there.
That would've been cool.
Shout out Milestone Pizza. I heard it's great. I haven't eaten it because I'm allergic to pizza.
I've eaten it.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Next to me. I don't know if I could or could not, but... I have a weird allergy to the viewers out there, to the listeners out there. I have a weird allergy where I can't eat like Parmesan and Romano and blue cheese and aged cheeses. So I have, whenever I eat pizza, you know, I have the places make it for me special, or I have like my parents make it for me, or I make it for myself. Right. Or I'd have to ask a place like that. But sometimes I just don't feel like taking the risk because I don't feel like dying. Because I have taken the risk before, and I have almost died before. But how have you came up with your answer on this so far, Sean, for your Keebler Fudge Stripe cookie? Because they are. This is an OG cook.
Out of 10?
Yeah, professional score.
Professional score. What's 10? What's 10? Like,
10's impeccable.
Like, best food ever?
10.
Or best snack ever?
10's almost like an impossible score.
Like, 10, like, impossible, like, gotta be out of my mind crazy snack. Out of snacks? We're basing this
out of snacks. Basing this out of snacks, and it's a snack review. We're not eating anything real huge, but, I mean, we are gonna bring pizza on this one time. We have to, because, shout out Prez, we have to. It's not even a snack review, it's just a chomp review. So whatever we have in the house, or whatever is near us, or that we think is going to be good on the show, we're going to eat it. Today was Keebler Fudge Stripe cookies.
I remember. You got your number?
No.
I think I got, I'm close to mine.
These are also better cold.
Oh, 100%.
Like in the fridge.
I think all cookies are better cold.
That's a fact.
Like processed cookies, like when you home bake something, always better warm. Like mm-hmm. with milk. Mm-hmm. But processed stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. But it's got to be cold in the fridge with some like a nice cold glass of milk.
Yeah.
A glass. Coca-Cola glass. Shout out big fat kid that made that video. I'll score it because I'm finishing my second cookie right now. I'm going to go with. These cookies have always been my like one of my favorites. But on a professional scale, I'm going 6-6. Boom!
I'm gonna go with a 5-8.
5-8?
They're real good.
Yeah.
But like
they're kind of warm right now.
On a bigger scale, like compared to so many other snacks. Like,
right, it's 5-8. Okay.
When I think about it, like yeah, they're good. They're good snacks. Like I would eat them.
I could also be generously rating all this stuff because like
yeah,
because
like
I eat it all the time.
Yeah, I don't eat it all the time, but I still like it.
That doesn't mean I'm fat either.
Yeah, yeah.
I just eat it.
Yeah, it does. You mean you're fat?
Oh.
You're fat.
Okay. For the Mountain Dew now.
It's so crisp. One drink, everybody knows the rules.
One slug.
Everybody knows the rules.
You know, it's not even like, it's cold. And it's totally the real Mountain Dew as well.
100% the real Mountain Dew. We couldn't afford the real Mountain Dew.
It's not off-brand.
It's not off-brand.
Never drink anything off-brand in my life.
What's that? What's that off-brand called? Mountain Charge? Is that what it's called? Definitely not that, right?
It's like Mountain Pib or like.
Yeah.
Or like Mountain Lion or Mountain Charge or something like that.
I don't know.
But I've definitely never drank it. For the Mountain Dew. That we're drinking right now. I'm gonna go with do you have a score?
I think I'm close to a score. I wanna hear yours.
You know, recently I've been living on like the six ranges for all of the stuff. I think I've gone 7 a couple times, but wow, that was a voice crack. I think I'm gonna go. Would you go on your last thing with the food? Would you go 5-6 or 5-8?
I went 5-8.
All right.
That might have been a little high.
All right. That's fair. I think I'm gonna go 5-5 with the Mountain Dew.
Really?
Yeah, 5-5.
With the dew?
5-5 with the dew. I gave actually, we can have a guest caller right now.
Oh, look at that. Albert's calling.
if he answers and doesn't.
What's up, bro? You're on the podcast.
Yeah, we're podcasting.
What up,
Ben? All right. He's breaking out.
He's breaking out.
Albert's breaking out.
Albert, say hi to the podcast.
Can they hear me?
Yeah.
Hear you.
Podcast. Follow me on Instagram. Official page of Albert.
Okay, no plugs. Right. No right. Plugs.
See
you, adios, muchacho.
Yeah, we don't.
No plugs here.
No, we don't.
No free clout.
No free clout. But yeah, I'm going 5-5 because it's not that good. It's a little flat. Because it's regular Mountain Dew.
It's regular Mountain Dew.
It's a little flat.
Yeah. I'm going.
I said 5-5, and I need to be more professional with my scores. Yeah. I agree with Sean. 5-5, but I'm still going to keep drinking it, and I'm still going to keep eating my fudge stripes.
I'm going higher than you on this one. I'm going 6. I'm going 6, because Mountain Dew has always been a go-to, you know? I went somewhere. It's always this or root beer. It was always the go-to. Not the best.
Nah, dog.
But they're go-tos.
My favorite drink. My favorite drink is Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper has just creeped in. Like, I just... Don't... No.
Ryan's stealing Sean's
Ryan
cookie.
Ryan stole my cookie and broke it in half.
On my floor.
He's about to get the poon. Oh, what? I didn't say that. What?
Not a swear. So what did you say were your score? Did you give a score yet?
Yeah, no. I said six. Six? I said, you know, let me explain myself. I said six because Mountain Dew is just, it's Mountain Dew. Everyone loves Mountain Dew. Like, it's a little flat right now. Definitely because it's
real Mountain Dew.
Real Mountain Dew. But right. I don't know what it is. It's not because it's real Mountain Dew, because I know off-brand probably.
Right, it's a real Mountain Dew. It's not the ShopRite brand.
No. Okay. So, like, I don't know, six, like.
That's a fair score.
Yeah, I mean.
No.
I thought 5.5 was a little low. This is a lot.
Okay, so. You heard it here first. I gave a 6.6 for the Keebler Fudge Stripe Cookie. Sean gave a 5.8.
Yep.
I gave a 5.5 for our Mountain Dew review. And Sean gave a 6. Now, there's nothing left to talk about. Therefore, our podcast is coming to a close. And I once again want to thank our listeners for a great third episode, because as I'm talking to you right now, you guys are going to be listening. Right now I'm actually talking to nobody, but I'm also talking to you at the same time, because you're going to be listening to this at 31 minutes and 15 seconds. It's pretty accurate because I'm looking at the time right now. But thank you guys for a good third episode, for listening if you've gotten this far, or if you skipped, because we'll let you guys know the big parts of our podcast. There's only two parts, 2020 NFL Draft Talk and our food and drink review, our chug and chomp review. Thank you guys again for a good third episode, for a great first two episodes as well. We got a lot of love. Sean, do you want to chime in since it's your first ever?
Yeah, bros. That was pretty fun. I'm happy I got to do it. Screw Jake. I wish I was the co-host, but it's all good. Yeah, that was fun. We got to the point. We got to everything.
Our podcast is also significantly shorter this time. I wonder why.
Oh yeah,
Jake.
It was just go on and on and on.
I'm kidding. He has good insights on stuff.
Yeah, I think that he's one of stop touching my cookie, boy.
Ryan keeps touching Sean's cookies.
I think that Jake is one of the smartest people for sports ever met. But he says some stupid stuff sometimes, too. Like, we don't got to get into it now because we're ending the podcast, but right. He says some crazy stuff.
Everybody has intakes on everything.
Yeah, true.
So, me saying Joe Burrow is not going to be Hall of Famer could sound stupid. But Jake saying the Heat are going to be NBA finalists.
Or Steven sounds, Adams is a top 10 center.
He's a top 10.
I meant to say top 5 center.
That can sound stupid. And Sean also saying Joe Burrow can have a great career can also sound stupid. It's opinion. It's opinionated. I don't know if that's a word. Is that a word?
Yeah.
I think it's a word, right? Yeah. Sure. Real Mountain Dew. Yeah. yeah. Everything's based on opinions. You guys listen to this because you want to hear our opinions. So, because you want to hear our opinions, we want to hear, if whether it's in our Instagram or on our Snapchat or Twitter, whatever the case is, we want you to, you know, text us questions about the last podcast. So like this podcast, our first podcast, our second podcast, we want to hear our questions, and we will feature those questions again on our
next episode.
Wednesday's question episode that we have been doing. Monday for the next couple of weeks is going to be the Jordan The Last Dance. That episode is going to be strictly on The Last Dance. Our Wednesday is going to be on any questions that we get asked throughout the week, and we will make sure that we save those questions, and we know who said them, so we shout you guys out. And then our Friday episode is going to be on, you know, topics that are going around in the sports world. Luckily, we have the 2020 draft, NFL draft at least, but there is nothing going on in the sports world, really, besides stuff like this. So that's why we're continuing this podcast, because everything's going to come back to normal eventually, which is a good thing. Ryan, shut up. Sean hit Ryan in the face. Okay, no, that concludes our episode now. Sean, you got anything to say?
Yeah.
Sean hit Ryan in the face again. You got anything to say?
Thank you guys for having me. Later, bros.
All right. Ryan, you got anything to say? Ryan got hit in the face. All right, guys. Thank you for a good third episode. Thanks for showing love for the first two. Peace.